I remember once, early in 1940, old Jack Ratcliffe, you know, J. Ratcliffe, I'd worked on magnetrons before the war, and he said to me, "What do you think the chances are of developing a magnetron that we could use in an aircraft with a radar?" And I said, "Not a chance in hell."
Yeah. But that was the split anode magnetron. Yeah.
And I said that because, not because of the power available that I thought wasn't going to be big enough, but largely because of the magnetic field. And in the experimental lab, we had a big steel magnet coiled around batteries to get the magnetic field up to what you needed to get the oscillations of 10 centimeters. And there was quite a big gap in the old split panel thing. And to envisage that magnet, and if it was an electromagnet, the batteries and so on and so forth, in an aircraft, I said, not a chance. Well, then, of course, by the end of 1940, or beginning of 41, certainly, the old Booten company, I forget the other chap,
Randall,
they had more or less done it. And when you look at it, they made a pretty flat sort of thing, and they used a permanent magnet, before, and you could see then that it was going to be easily airborne.